A study that caught my eye this week, Martha, comes from Sylvie Diachaud, who is a researcher at CNRS in Valbonne in France. And this is a paper in Nature this week, actually. And they have found that one of the most venomous snakes on Earth, the black mamba, may contain in its venom a chemical which is as powerful as morphine as a painkiller, but doesn't have any of the negative side effects. What they did was to take the venom and they separated it into all of the different fractions. These are the different components in the venom, because venom doesn't just contain one chemical, it contains many. And they tested these individual fractions of the venom against cells in a dish to look for whether or not the venom could block a certain kind of channel called an ASIC, an acid-sensing ion channel, which researchers know are really critical for detecting, amongst other things, pain. And they found these two chemicals, these two proteins, they've called them mambalgins because of where they come from, mambalgin 1 and mambalgin 2. They found that if they put these proteins into the skin of a mouse, they could very profoundly abolish the ability to sense pain. And when they injected them around the spinal cord in the same way that you would inject, say, an epidural for having a baby, they got the same very potent relief from pain in these animals. And the interesting thing is that although the effect is as powerful as morphine, it doesn't work in the same way as morphine. It's obviously using a totally different set of nerve pathways, and they prove that by injecting drugs that block morphine and they don't block this. Why this is critical is that it may actually highlight new ways to go in and target the pain pathway. I don't think anyone's saying we go along and we inject people with mamba venom right now. This would not be good. But the fact that we've identified via this paper these two different ways of targeting the pain pathway, which was previously unexploited, suggests that we might be able to make drugs that mimic the action of these proteins and are therefore very effective painkillers.
Well, that'd be very good news for sufferers of chronic pain, perhaps, in hospitals at the moment, because the addictive effects of opiate drugs is something that would definitely be best to avoid.
Yes, indeed, and that was one of the other things they point out in their paper. I'm glad you raised that, because they do say that these drugs showed, or these proteins showed, none of the tolerizing effects of morphine. When you put someone on an opioid drug like morphine, you over time have to give more and more of the agent to get the same effect, and it develops tolerance, and it also damps down the respiratory system. It can make people go into respiratory arrest. These agents did none of those things, which is why they seem so exciting.